Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, today's markets were all over the place following an overnight session where the feature of the overnight was the British pound reaching its lowest level in decades. And it sort of crashed, and then there's also reports that the Chinese government has told their central banking system to purchase Chinese stocks. So I don't know what's going on, but there was a pretty big economic news overnight, and that rippled through the U.S. commodity markets. We started off this morning with a higher cattle futures market, but then finished sharply lower. October live cattle were down 77 at 143.47. The December's down $1.20 at 147.35. February live down $1.25 at 151.45. And then feeder cattle were down $1.25 in September at 176.87. That expires on Thursday, so that should pretty much just quit moving here. October's were $1.27 lower at 177.07, and that was roughly a dollar off of their lows earlier today. So at one point, they were down around $2.20. November's down $1.20 here at 177.05. A lot of people watching this market here trying to predict where the next low would be. Back early in the year in May, the November feeder cattle were about 170. So now 177, that's $7 to reach that previous low.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProgress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Today's grain futures were actually unchanged at the open this morning, in some instances higher. So initially it looked like we might have a higher market. But then in the middle part of the day, the market started selling off and made new lows and just kept kind of grinding lower, along with these outside equity markets such as the Dow Jones and S&P futures. But as those sold off, or the grain sold off, and also the U.S. dollar was sharply higher here. It's around 100 higher right now, putting December just below 114. At one point, it was 114.45. So that higher dollar index and higher exchange rate is really a disadvantage for us as the U.S. as an exporter. And that's what I believe the bigger thing with all of these commodity markets. They're not the most important thing right now. It seems like the economic and political and geopolitical, et cetera, factors are kind of winning the day at this point. But we were down. We were down about 10 to 11 in the corn futures. December down 10 and a half at 666 and a quarter. The November beans down 14 and a half at 1411 and a quarter. And then the wheats were like 21 to 23 lower, with July of 23 down 21 and three quarters at 910. And then cotton futures continue to give it up here. December down 417 to 88.37. So the cotton market just continues to get obliterated.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss, may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.